Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Wilkinson Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are talking about something, but I don't think we've even determined our topic, and we do have so many callers, we may not even get a chance to talk today. But we're going to be taking your calls in just a moment. We want to invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, and we are developing a page or a group. We haven't decided yet which for the show, so we're going to keep you updated on that as it progresses. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number, and do press 1 to speak with us. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. So everybody in the queue is getting a reading. Please be patient and wait your turn because we will be getting to each one of you that's currently waiting. Okay, 407 area code. Hi, is this Michelle?
Hey, it is. How are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
101774. Okay, what
correct
is your question? Sure.
My question is, I would like some advice or suggestions. I'm going to be, next week I have an appointment to go to this medical clinic, and because I want to, you know, do some medical things and all that. Can you give me some advice or some suggestions on how to navigate that to make sure I get all the paperwork and everything done that I need to get done physically and all that?
Okay, Michelle, you know, I recall a past conversation where we were suggesting that you do get checked.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
It was several months ago. So is this your first checkup since we had that conversation? I know, sometimes it's difficult to get to the doctor and insurance and so on and so forth. Is that what you're concerned with right
mm-hmm
now?
Yeah.
So you're having... are you currently in the process of getting insured? Is that?
Well, I it's a clinic, and then on my situation,
income they're going to pay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so you are in the process of getting insured because the clinic is offering help based on your income or whatever, and then it's like
scale.
Okay, so that's, and, I was going to ask what the nature of the problem was, but did you want to say something first, Neil?
No, unless
something.
Unless you want to share what the nature of the problem is, it's up to you, Michelle. You don't need to.
I just want to do like all routine exams, like, you know, a checkup, a blood test, gynecological and all that. But I do have a wrist thing I need looked at.
A wrist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you're wondering about, you're having concerns and you're calling the show because you're wondering about how to maneuver through the paperwork and the.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I can get it all right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, is there, I mean, what would be the barrier in getting it done correctly? I mean, writing down the correct income or, I mean, is there, what's the problem?
I just don't know. I just want it because I don't know everything that they need. I have to go in there and actually talk with them. They gave me some general stuff, like, you know, bring pay stubs and tax returns and all that. But, you know, I mean, once providing that, if that's okay, I mean, are they going to be able to provide me the services that I need, you know?
So you don't, your concerns are your insurance and what you might have to pay and if they would accept you and things like that.
And if they're going to be thorough in examination.
Right.
Oh, let me ask you something, Michelle. In your whole life, I'm going to ask you another question. In your whole life, have you ever suffered a concussion? Did you ever have pneumonia? And have you ever, were you ever put under for surgery?
I never had pneumonia. My mom had pneumonia. I did hit my head when I was a kid. I don't think I had a concussion. There was one time I remember. And I did have, wisdom teeth removed. It was done in an office where I had anesthesia. Yeah.
Okay, so and the concussion as a child, or you hit your head, well, not concussion, but your head, your child. Can you give it the 30-second replay on that?
Yeah, my mom, it was during the winter time, and my mom told me, when I go outside to the front door leaving for school, watch out, don't fall on this ice patch that used to always be in front of the door. And I heard her, I completely heard her, and I don't know, somehow, and I was holding onto the door, and somehow I fell back and I hit my head.
And you remember that? What, you 5 or 6 or 7? How old were you?
Yeah, about that. Mm-hmm. Probably about 7, maybe.
And you remember it really hurting bad? You don't remember having a concussion, but crying, and it hurt your head?
Yeah, it hurt.
Uh huh.
Well, I stayed home from school that day.
Yeah. The reasoning behind asking the questions is because of the vibrational field of vision that I'm getting, and I wanted to see if there were validations. You said yes to all three of the above questions I had. You said yes. And so in regard to that, I think maneuvering this has something to do with the history line of your health and the things you've gone through, one being your mother went through the pneumonia. But I think that the issues are in regard to your karmic line of health, I think. And so what you're asking now is, does that karmic line allow me to now maneuver through this so I can get... Yeah, I think the answer is going to be yes. I think... Why, do you have something to say?
Well, no, I was going to say that because she didn't have a concussion from that fall, probably that's a favorable... That shows that she probably will be successful in getting her insurance and a thorough exam. Had she had a concussion, maybe it would have been a different answer.
Well, the concussion also involves the karmic line of her, of what's going on in her mind. Because right now her mind is disturbed by, am I going to be medically accepted through this?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a disturbance of her body, it's a disturbance of her mind.
Right, but she didn't have a concussion.
But she didn't have a concussion.
So
but did the only other, well, Kristen brings up the only other question, did you have difficulties in school? Did you ever have any learning problems? Anything that was measurable?
No, I am an excellent student. I have a master's degree and all sorts of stuff. I did have a problem with math, though.
I thought it was going to be math. So that would be the left hemisphere.
Me too.
That would be the left hemisphere. What do you have your master's in?
Teaching English as a second language. I work with languages.
Yeah, the language.
Communication.
Got it. I don't think you're going to have a problem. But for our radio show purposes, giving you one an impression, I just answer the questions honestly, thoroughly. You shouldn't be having a problem. Just visualize a clarity of mind without any cloudy, smoky images in your mind. Visualize that kind of a scene, that kind of an environment, and you shouldn't have any problems. You shouldn't. If you do, give us a call back. Well, that would mean that there is a line of energy in her karma that would be obstructing health. And right now we're getting indications that have potentially threatened her, but nothing has been strong enough to really
right,
be
that's
concerned
what,
about.
And that's what I was saying. Like, if had there been a concussion, there may have been more problems with her getting insured in the exam.
Yeah.
But, okay. Hopefully
okay.
that helped.
That's
you
great.
Well.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. 703, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Andrea. How are you guys?
Hi, fine, thanks, Andrea. How are you?
Good. We spoke a couple months ago about a guy that I was interested in dating, and you said it was really going to be good, but, you know, we all have free will, so I decided that he wasn't the guy for me after all, but it
okay.
was still okay.
Okay,
but I'm
let's, get your
was,
let's get your birthday.
Oh, 1763.
1763. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm the one that was trying out for the TV show, remember?
Yep, I remember. I remembered when you said your name.
Yep, so I just got back from New York City about 2 weeks ago, and this audition was really different. It was amazing. I got to be interviewed by the producers this time of the TV show.
And is it America's Got Talent that you were auditioning for?
Yeah.
And you do signing, right?
Yes. Yep, guess I have great memory. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so are you wondering how this audition
going
to...
What do you pick up?
What date was the audition?
It was November. Hold on, just got back. Hold on 1 second. I'll tell you, it was November 8th. November 3rd.
November 3rd. Actually, that's in
Saturday.
Yeah, your birthday actually holds that 11/3. Your month of January and the first day of your day 1/1, and then your last number is 3. But let's add it up.
Interesting.
Just real quick, do they let you know it's 16/7? Do they let you know that actually that adds up to a fire number? But do they inform you when the last possible date of notifying you is for this?
Normally it's the springtime, but he said it would be sometime in a month.
Within November?
I would think so. That would be, he said it within a month. So I would,
and you would
be the first week
signing,
of December.
You would be doing the signing on the show, like
signing to music, I
think. Music?
Yeah, to music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a good part. I would say that if they narrow it down to 3 people, let's say they interview 15.
Well, they have more than that on the show, but in this audition, they may only pull 3, probably. Yeah.
You're one of the 3. You're definitely one of the 3,
okay.
You know, appearance-wise, body-wise, expression. You're still one of the 3. And if you're captivating in your body language, it doesn't matter what your body shape is. If you're captivating in your body language and provide a sense of entertainment, as much as information, that's what they're seeing in you. So it doesn't matter, you know, a lot of people who are large or small or medium, it doesn't matter. You can have a small, skinny person who has no body language. You can have a large person who's got tremendous body language. What's important is the body language. And so what they're looking at for a show like this is, what is your body presentation as much as your skills and what you do?
Right. I mean, they want to captivate the audience. I mean, the show has I don't want to say outlandish acts, but, you know, it's really, it's not like a talent competition, a standard talent competition where people are presenting, you know, like,
right,
they're singers or musicians. It's like they like to do kind of crazy acts.
Not as crazy as the Gong Show, though.
That's no, you're right. I agree with that.
In the room there was probably about 25 of us auditioning, and I was the very first person, and everybody behind me pretty much sort of fell short. They were comedians that were. they were using swear words where they said they weren't. Only one girl really had a great voice. And the producers were singing along to my song, you know. So it was, I thought it was really good for me.
So that's good. You were engaging, and that's what they want. They want an audience to be engaged. However, I'm wondering, have they ever had an act like yours on the show in the past shows that they've done?
2 years ago, there was a deaf girl that was a girl that lost her hearing in college, and it was amazing, and came and sang. So, and she made it to the final rounds. So she was the first one. I wanted to be the first, but I guess I'll be the second. So maybe she had to pave the way for me.
Well,
we're
not going to guarantee our assessment, but I would, you know, on crude form, crude language, to raise your hopes a little bit, about 80%, they're in your favor.
Okay.
Well, you know, Andrea, we would love to hear what happens. So call us in December. I mean, if you were supposed to hear within the month, then you should know by December.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm planning another trip. I'm going to audition in Tampa, Florida in December. So,
I'll have
another shot.
For the same show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're not going to need to go to Tampa if you get, if you find out,
that's
right?
No, that's true. That's very true. That's very true. In the works, just in case.
So you're signing, and you're also using use of your voice. Is it just signing and body?
No, I play the CD of the artist of the song, and then I just add the music.
She signs you know, when they have people signing at a concert. She's signing to music.
Yeah.
So she's not singing or anything like that.
Yeah.
No, I can't sing. I wish I could.
Yeah. Okay. Well. You know,
you don't need to for this, obviously.
No, that's true. That's true.
At all.
You're in about an 80% category. The date of the thing was it came to a 7.
7.
Christian was saying that's your fire
number 11-3.
But your date itself comes to an 8, which is interesting. You're a 28-10-1.
Yeah.
And you are 55 years old.
Correct.
So,
yes, I am.
That which is a 10 in itself. I don't know. It looks good. It looks promising. But you know, we deal with a lot of people who work in the industry, and a lot of times when you get a really great report, you don't get called back.
That's right. That is true.
That's right.
The bullshit factor, excuse my language, is really, really strong in.
Oh,
in
I know.
Industry. So.
But you know, signs
which
look
is
good.
Unfortunate.
Signs look good, Andrea. So we'll put out energy that you get this land. But it looks promising as we speak.
Awesome. Well, then you can vote for me when I win. I mean, when I get on there.
Yeah. Well, follow us.
Absolutely, I will.
Okay, you should. All right.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
So Andrea can follow us on Facebook, Neil and Kristen Baker, and she should also watch for our page that is upcoming, which we will have. Actually, it is live. We have a page, but I think maybe it might be better to do a group, because I think that promotes more participation, and we'd really like to get conversation going with our callers in regard to spiritual matters, psychic energy, and, you know, make it a forum where there's some instruction for people.
Maybe we should send our page out to send the message.
Huh?
Our page.
Well, right now it's the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. There is a page. You can find it on
Facebook.
I meant
page person.
Oh.
You gotta be quicker.
Well, wasn't that funny? Okay.
Oh. Well, let's take a look.
Don't audition for America's Got Talent for comedy.
No, I'm on the judges. Okay.
Okay. 509 is our next caller. Hi.
Oh, hi. My name is Erica, and I'm 12493.
Oh, Erica, you're
yes. Hi,
the
Kristen.
Law student.
Law. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey.
I'm looking for a new job, and I just had my second interview with the Juvenile Corrections Center. And so, they told me if I make it to the next round, That's when the lie detector and the whole fingerprints and background come into play.
Uh-oh.
So,
got anything to hide?
Not really.
Not really? Is there anything that you don't want them to know?
Just that I left my previous job, but
that's not a big deal. So, you know, just backtracking for a moment, I remember the last time we talked, there was a debate over a job you were going to take, and there was a man who was kind of, you were going to work for a guy who was kind of running his own law office, old-fashioned type of guy, and you were going to help him. And then there was another job. So what ended up happening? Because
I ended up taking the lower pay one because I thought it was like more responsibility, even though it wasn't where I wanted to live.
Was that the man
and I think
that you asked about or not?
They were both males. They both have their own office.
I can't remember. Well, there was one specifically that we discussed, but I don't know. Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know which was lower paying, but.
Yeah, but now I want to move into government. I want to work for the government, and I feel like this is a really good avenue because you're working with troubled kids, and you kind of like help, you know, bring like a positive aspect to them. And so, yeah, I think that it's a good start. And the guy even interviewing me, his name is Steve. I feel like they're gonna give me the job. Mainly because I'm, you know, bilingual and I'm a female. They don't have that many females.
That's probably very, that's good if you're bilingual and also
and
female because that's going to give you an advantage over
males. The job description says that they have a preference. The job description says they have a preference for that. So I don't know. And he said that I was the only girl that made it to this other round of interviewing. So
what's the job exactly? It's for juvenile corrections, but what's the position?
Exactly that, correctional officer.
Oh, it's a correctional officer. Well, there's a lot of things you can do in a correctional facility, but so you're going to be potentially be a correctional officer for juveniles. So when is the projected date for letting you know if you've made it to the, is there another round or are they choosing from late last?
I feel like they're going to be choosing. They didn't really say, they just said that they were going to make decisions soon. And I got to see my competition. It was a guy after I left. It was some guy that they were going to interview next. But I just wanted to know what you guys see.
She's four, she's 4 years away. You're going to be 25, correct?
Yes.
So you're 24 right now, and actually that's, again, you know, it's kind of coded in her energy of her. She's 24, which is 24, and then 214 is 25 on her month and day.
Yeah. You're 24, so what Kristen's saying is that's your second and third number. But your master number in 24 is 12, and that's your month. So what this is saying is that, karmically speaking, you're supposed to get the job. You're supposed to get the job because your karmic energy, which significantly, you have a karmic zone at 11 and 29. So right now you're 24, but the fact that you're 24 at this point, before December, like Kristen was saying, there's a 2-4 in your second and third number, and then your master number in the 24 is 12, and you're born
on
the 12th month.
But then, additionally, the 1-2-4 is 25, which is the age she's going to be, so that's still a karmic energy. She interviewed for the job at 24, she's in the process, and then at 25, hopefully she'll have the job.
Yeah, and then your year adds up to 12. You're supposed to get the job. Karmically speaking, you're supposed to get the job. But your difficulty is you're a 29-11 too. That's difficulty. That's trouble. So that's trouble. Yeah. But you see, you're dealing with troubled youths. So if you're coming back to resolve your karma, because you were once a troubled person in a past life, you've come into the planet with tons of past life troubles. Yeah, you have. So what you're doing is you've redirected your energy in this lifetime to correct troubled energies. And by doing that, you reduce your own karma. So if you're getting this job during your karmic phase and the age is appropriate to your karmic formula, then what you should be granted this job because the universe is giving you an opportunity to reduce your own karma of juvenile correction.
Exactly.
And at the same time, you're helping others. So you're supposed to get the job. If you don't get it, it's bad luck. But you're supposed to get it.
Yeah, let us know what happened, Erica.
Yeah. Okay.
What were you going to say?
I feel really good. I feel really good, and what you're saying makes sense because he said, you know, yeah, I'm 24 right now, but next month I'm going to turn 25. And he said that if I were to get it, I'm going to be leaving to training like a few hours away, and that's going to be for a month. So when I return, I'm going to be 25 if I get
right.
a job.
So,
you see?
Yeah, so it's all...
I'll be offered at 24, 25 I start.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We really hope you get it. So definitely call us and let us know, okay?
Yeah, well, thank you. And you have really good memory, by the way.
Thanks.
Kristen.
Thanks very much.
Have a good day.
You too. Good luck.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about your memory. Uh-huh. You have a good memory. I used to have a good memory. I don't know. As you get older, you just, I don't know. Maybe it's age.
You know,
I
read this article, though, a couple months ago that said people with good memories actually... I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the article. And when I told you about the article, you said it was crap. But they were saying that retaining a lot of details clutters your mind. So, and it may be that, yeah, you didn't agree with the article.
No.
And, you know, there's always these studies that come out.
That
I don't really either. But, you know.
A lot of details clutters your mind.
Clutter your mind and makes you, it makes one tend to focus on minutiae, essentially.
Nah.
But,
I mean, the brain is equipped to hold a lot of information, and we hardly use, we use a small percentage of it. But when you have a vast amount, I mean, what are you going to say to Einstein? Don't take in too much information. You're going to have a cluttered mind. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, but you're talking about your memory, and I don't, you know,
well,
I don't think
know,
your lack of short-term memory or remembering details about people or clients.
I consciously am not trying to remember.
Is any indication of your brain power, which we know is, you know, much higher than most people's, you know, in terms of being a psychic and your knowledge.
I don't think it's really indicative
of intelligence in, you know, your...
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I used to be able to, I could meet a person that I saw maybe 5 minutes in a reading and see them 5 years later and know everything.
I know.
Everything.
Well, that's how I am.
That's how you are now.
I used to be better, actually. I mean, my memory has decreased, definitely, since I was a child. Child, I remembered every single little tiny detail.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when I was in school, I would write essays almost reflectively what I had learned by even down to the paragraph, the comma. I mean, it was, you know, and then the comprehensive evaluation and interpretation of the what was being read was also pretty strong. So I don't, that's not so much a problem. I think maybe I've, you know, this year alone, we've done 1,000 readings. So, I mean, I'm just at an age where I just don't want to remember everything.
Yeah.
But I take the thing at hand and pay attention to it. That's most important, I think.
Yeah. Okay, let's take 470 and then 856. Okay. Hello. Oh, boy. 470, we're listening to your television or radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, yes, my name is... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, my name is Casey, birthday 9/20/79. I'm sorry.
That's okay. 9/20/79, you're the one with the back problems. 21.
Yes, ma'am.
And we told you you were going to be working somewhere like... Did we tell you like a fast food restaurant?
Like a restaurant.
Yes, I remember. So, Casey, what's going on? How's your back? What's your employment status?
Well, my back status is still not good, and I'm still not working at the moment.
Okay, why? Why aren't you working? Did you apply anywhere?
I still been having a lot of issues with my back.
Okay. What's your question today?
I just wanted to see what do you see for me in the coming months?
Seems like there's a bit of stagnation going on because I think the last time, like I said, there was a hope that you would get some type of work, but you're still not employed and you're still having a lot of pain.
Well, the bad back.
She had surgery. She had surgery. We told her to do it.
Really?
Yeah, so she's 2 years beyond the age of 37.
Well, you know, the problem, Casey, is that probably we see restaurant work for you, but we have that note. That's probably the strong note. But your back problems are coming in through a different energy field, and that's obstructing what we see as your employment. And you are compounded, Casey, because you're a 37-10-1, meaning that you're a compounded numerical number. So you have karma coming from other areas that is otherwise obstructing the path you're supposed to be on. So your employment, I mean, and what are your skills? What are your skills? What's your background?
I do warehouse working and just restaurant warehouse working, packing. That's pretty much it.
Oh, so you're a warehouse restaurant. So it's a labor manual physical job you do, and there is a connection to the restaurant. But you see, you have a bad back, and no one's going to want to hire you with a bad back. Wait, you're 39 years old? Who's going to want to hire you if you have a bad back? So there's a problem there. So you may have to redirect. If you have a bad back and you're looking for work and you're having back problems, who's going to want to hire you, really? I mean, the accuracy of the reading is strong, but you have a back problem.
But, you know, if she is doing, do you have any skills that would allow you to do something where you're sitting rather than doing physical labor? I mean, obviously, working in a warehouse is not going to be good for you. Can you type? Do you anything clerical?
I can do a little bit of that, but no, I'm not experienced in that area.
No.
Well,
how about phone work? You know, you might want to go to a call center. Where you direct people, you might want to work. You could work in a department store where you receive unwanted items or something.
No, that's going to take. And if you
not if you work behind the desk, they just take a box and put it on the ground.
There's too much lifting.
What state do you live in?
Georgia.
Do you have places like Target there? Do you have
Target? She's going to have to lift boxes. I'm telling you, if she's working at the returns, the customer care center, she's going to have to lift. That's not going to be good.
I don't know. You know, right now you might have to do phone work.
I think phone is the
you
way
might
to
have
go.
To do phone work. You might have to go start looking there, Casey, until your back gets better.
You know, and Amazon at one point, this was a year ago, was hiring people to work from home and answer calls. So if you could, I don't know if they're still doing that, but if you could find something where you don't have to leave your house and they're going to pay you, I would say, you know, go on that line first.
You got to be proactive, Casey. What are you doing every day? Do you just sit and you're depressed? Do you don't do anything? What do you do all day long?
Well, for the most part, I'm just at home taking care of the kids.
How many kids do you have again? Three.
Your best bet is to try to do you need to find companies that will allow you to do phone work from home where you take some of them, their call centers are directed to the house itself. even cable companies. You can work, you can do phone work. You've got to investigate companies that will allow you to do phone work from your
home. I'm looking this up for you right now, Casey. Sometimes Amazon has virtual opportunities in your area. So they do hire people from that work from home. You have to look that up online.
Okay.
But,
yeah, start there, Casey.
Yeah.
You're going to be miserable if you don't follow our advice, because you need, right now you need to do phone work. You have a bad back. You have kids. Your best bet is to do phone work from home and find a company that will allow you to do that.
In August this year, here's an article, Amazon has over 200 work from home jobs available around the country. I mean, I don't know if that's still, it's still the case, you know, but there's a virtual career locations career page that you can go to. I just found it. So I would start there and look for other places like that, Casey.
Yeah, and you have kids, so it's going to be better if you stay at home. You don't get kid care. So kid care. So that's your best bet right now, Casey.
Okay.
Okay, let us know what happens. We'd like to hear back from you. If something major happens, call us.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Hi.
Hey.
Gwendolyn, hi.
Hi, how are you? Hey, listen, staring down a court date. I got a date 12/7. We're supposed to appear back in court. Notices have been delivered from my attorney.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I'm thinking of the birth date. She's 39/12/30.
No. Yeah, so I'm doing a checkpoint right now because I know it's going to take a lot. The mental game is going to take a lot. But I wanted to see how the universe and me all think it's looking here, because I'm ready. I'm ready. It's like the last breath. It's one of the hardest parts, I think. Every time I go through a part, but this one is totally a mental game with the emotional, and it's staying there centered in the middle, but trying to remain in the best interest of everyone without having anyone penetrate my boundaries on this.
Yeah.
Like, it's, there are things that aren't optional.
Remember, Gwendolyn, whenever you call the show, don't signal me out. Always say Neil and Kristen, because we're working together for you.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely the energy. That's like cutting the wires. It messes everything up. So,
yeah.
So
having
said that,
yeah, there's not a separation of energy between Neil and I when we're on the show, or
no.
Even in any regard. This is a union of energy. So just keep.
Yeah, we always got to say that because it, otherwise the energy could be
negative for you.
So we got to keep
that
going, and we have this union thing going. So that's important. All right. So there's a. If the destination is 10 points, you're right now at 7.
That's
you're
the date.
You're at 7. She,
12/7. You may have not heard, but
what?
7 is the day of the court date.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, and then 12/7 is a 10.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So right now you're running, you're in favor of obtaining your goals on that date. Right now you're in favor as we speak. We got to be worried about the days in between, but as we speak you're in favor. It's
and
a 12 favorable...
I have to say something else, sorry. 12 is obviously part of her master number, karmic number.
Yeah.
But 7 is the master number of the guy she's involved with.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
Kristen, yes, I picked up on all, the numbers just end up calculating towards certain things, and you just broke that down the same way. I really had thought on that, Kristen, good point. What about that?
Well, I mean, in regard to the relationship that you're in is positive, right, with this guy?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
So that might lend
itself
to some,
grow a lot.
Some energy. I mean, it's a soft energy. It's not like anything written in stone. But the date
right.
might be, because it corresponds to your code and his, it because it's a positive relationship, that might help help in some small way for a
right.
positive outcome on the court date. So what is being decided exactly? What matters?
Well, actually, it's the enforcement of my funds to be released, which has been in contempt on his
part.
For your
what? Sorry, I didn't hear that because there was a plan.
All the funds that he owes, including
mm-hmm.
old legal fees that I never bothered him about. So we're collecting, it's enforcing that order in addition to my children. Like, I am to have time with my children right now. And then the next step in that would be to relocate my 11-year-old back with me and allow my 18-year-old to finish his senior year in peace, focused, graduate, and prepare to go off to college, all of which I need to get a hot foot on. I'm a little bit behind the eight ball, but I don't worry about myself like that because once my foot is on the ground after this court date, I'll be meeting with everyone at that school who has any interest in my child and anyone outside of that. But I am going to do this one with him. My ex-husband interfered with my daughter. It won't happen again.
So it's deciding custody. It's deciding custody. Has the court offered you any custody arrangement that you haven't participated in?
No, no. This is to get him to stop blocking me from my children, to have me gain access to them, and the next step in that is to bring my 11-year-old back to me permanently is the goal. But we need to chip away a little bit at a time. First of all, he owes me over $22,000 that I'm still waiting on. He has to sign
mm-hmm.
that. He doesn't have a choice, so we're asking for him to go to jail and other financial documents. So he has to comply with these court orders that have been in place, and he has been in contempt of ever since they were in place. Like, he doesn't adhere to anything. He is extremely irresponsible. He is a financial train wreck, and now it's smack you on the rear end. You're grown. It's ridiculous. So, yes,
oh.
it's to gain all my money back and access to my funds, which is over $24,000, enforcing it, and then getting me enforced as a parent that is supposed to be with my children, speaking my children involved. This is ridiculous.
So the custody isn't being decided. This is just about money on that date.
This is about money and parental time at this point.
Parental time, so like visitation?
Oh, yeah, visitations, my holidays, my phone calls, their education, their doctors. Yes,
are
everything I've been blocked from.
Are you currently seeing them now at all?
I don't get to see them because of their father and the best friend of mine that he hooked up with. That was my best friend for 30 years. They're a wreck. I stay away to give my children peace of mind and let the courts handle it. Can't go near them. They block my phone calls and laugh in my face. They think that's cute to hold my babies from me.
But wait a second. The friend? Who's the friend?
That was my ex-best friend of 30 years.
And what did she do?
She and her husband took him in after I put him out and said I was done. Next thing you know, he's having an affair with her. He's supposed to be best friends with the husband, and it all went kaput.
So, Gwendolyn, they don't have custody. Do you have a stable environment for the children?
I do.
And
I would have to move one more time after this is done.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the financial area, it looks promising. The second battle to gain custody looks like it's ultimately going to go in your favor too, or at least partially in your favor. And as long as you can establish a secure environment for your children, things seem to be going in your favor. But as far as the immediacy of the money, $22,000, she said, I think tables are turning in your corner right now, and there's some positive things coming up for you, but it, like you said, it's going to be in stages. And, but as far as the immediacy of the first court where the money, I think you're going to be able to retrieve that. You said he's a financial wreck, so I don't know what they're going to do, but he seems to have, my antenna say that he has the money to pay you.
Yes, it's between that 401k, there's funds in there, and then there's a pension fund that it can roll out of, and that's what he was supposed to sign off on in order for me to liquidate it into my name in my account. So he has not signed that. He is in contempt of court. He was ordered to do that. In fact, it was last December, and he has yet to have done it. So,
go ahead.
This enforces him. He doesn't have a choice, or he needs to go to jail. That's what we're looking at. He does it under the court order of 1 year ago, and he pays me with interest from every day, including legal fees that he still owes, or he goes to jail and give me a financial document.
Well,
because,
you know, psychically, with your legal counsel, they'll take care of that, and hopefully you have a good legal counsel. But psychically, it seems to be going in your favor on that account.
Awesome. Okay. All right, prayers, good energy out. Come on December 7th, because it's been a long haul, and I'm tired, I'm done. I just wanted to be over and move on with my children and I and my life.
What time is your court?
Courthouse begins 8:30 Eastern time, so whatever time, by the time you get to all
you
the
probably,
dancing in the morning.
I don't know. You know, we have a show that day, so if you get out
enough,
you know, and have a result that you can share with us, do so.
Absolutely, and thank you both for all your support along this piece of my journey. It is extremely priceless, and I am forever grateful. Thank you so much.
Well,
I really appreciate and love you guys. I really, really do. You're
thank
a gem.
You truly are. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, have a great day, duo. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe.
Okay,
you
thank
too.
You. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have another caller, 828.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. My name is Stan. I just tuned into your show about 5 minutes ago. So.
Okay.
Shall I? Is it best to ask a question to get some perspective from your end, or should I just open myself up to? Letting you tap into my energy.
Well, what is your birth date?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go. Yeah, birth date is November 5th,
1952.
Okay.
Do you need a time?
No.
No, we don't need a time.
That's an interesting reflective energy. The 5-2
yeah.
is repeated
in
his
11-5.
You've got some really
interesting things going on at your birth date level.
Okay.
You're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you're 66 years old.
Yep, just turned 66.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, tap into your energy. This is the first time you've called the show, but according to the energy level of your birth date, theoretically, around the age of 25, there should have been a change in your life. Let's see, 52, 60, 72, 1977.
Wait, 11, 5, 52? Did I add that up wrong? 6, 7, 17 and 7. He's 24, 6.
He's a 24.
Yeah, so it would have been a
24.
Change of 24.
Okay. 24. I calculated it wrong, Stan. Let's see. 5, 6, 7.
1976.
22, yeah.
1976 to 77. To 77 because you're born at the end of the year. So it would be 1976, the end to 77.
Yeah.
Any change you can
around the age of 24?
Well, that's I did sort of the 5-year plan to get through college, so...
5-year plan. That's your fire number.
I emerged from the, into the real world of getting, you know, a job and all that around March or June of 76. And so that was like a big transition year into, being an adult.
So that was,
you went
before 24.
Yeah, there's a kind of a strong mechanical slash English energy in your field.
Communication, yeah.
You know, what is your current profession? What do you do? Well, you're getting close to retiring by choice if you want to, but what has been your profession?
I was in sales for about 25 years, but I've renovated houses. I have an affinity for the tape measure, and also I have some mechanical aptitude. I mean, that I've been working on my own car, my own motorcycle since I retired, and I have a young family. I've got, you know, two adult sons who are well off on doing their own thing on the planet. And but I got guided a few years ago to enter into this relationship I'm in now. And we have a 4.5-year-old son. So that is, well, that's quite an adventure there. So I've had several adventures.
You know, Stan, I mean, you're a talented person and you have several abilities and you know, you have affinity for the tape. Because I felt in you there was a mechanical kind of English energy. You know, in another world, probably not this one, but this sounds strange, but you would have been a great comic book artist. Like written comic books. I don't think it's this lifetime, but and I don't know if you have any reading interests or if you were ever a comic book kid. You and I are close to being the same age.
I was a comic book kid, you know, back, you know, and I was a 50s, 60s kid, you know, so I certainly had my, you know, DC and Marvel comic books.
Sure. What state do you live in?
Well, right now I'm in the mountains of North Carolina, but I spent most of my life and was born in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we've talked to him before. I remember the 4.5-year-old son, or it was 4.5 at the time, but I remember, I think we have talked.
Yeah, we've talked before. I was just mentioning earlier that I had just tuned into your show this morning, like 5 minutes before you took my call, so I was a little astonished that I even got on. But I do remember you, and you didn't say you had called before, right?
So I remembered.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, your talents allow you to work beyond retirement, so there is that strength there. You've gathered a lot of kind of creative energy. You have children. You have a young son right now. You're obviously in a pretty healthy relationship. Things are moving forward.
No, I wouldn't say that's obvious.
Well, that's
not so obvious.
Not in a good relationship?
The relationship is, we were brought together, I know, for reasons, and one of them has a lot to do with this incredible, really amazing child that we have.
What's the birth date? That's what I was going to ask before you start talking. What's the birth date of your partner?
It's June 6th, 1975.
Yeah, I remember there was an age difference. That's interesting too.
34-7.
Because that's kind of, you know, like Neil and I. I mean, I'm similar.
What?
Close to your wife. Is she your wife?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
are you having trouble?
Age,
are you
saying
you're having
age.
Trouble, Sam, within the relationship? Trouble?
Well, it's I've been before I met up with my wife. I was pretty free to do what I wanted to. I left Richmond, Virginia in 2010 after selling my house and getting rid of all my belongings and took off on my motorcycle west with no destination. And I spent like 3 years. Just going wherever the guidance was sending me. I ended up in actually India at an ashram for 6 weeks, but that was part of my adventure. And then I kept following my guidance and got trained in some modalities, and then this relationship showed up, and I was guided to have a child. It wasn't like it was a mistake or anything. It was full
intention.
So
what's the problem? Are you feeling a lack of freedom? I mean, you're saying you did a lot more out of, you know, when you were single, and now you're not able to do that. Is that the problem, or is there more to it?
It's just a piece of it. Energetically, it's not just an age difference that we have here, but it's just a general way of responding or reacting to things in life that shows up. And my view and my being is, you know, there's a, it, you know, I'm a problem solver / see things as there's always an answer, even though it's not what we want to hear. And I'm just feeling really stifled and manipulated and controlled. But my overall sense of duty, especially to my son, sort of keeps me here. But I feel like there's more that I am here to do to help others. And
you know, the
haven't figured out how to do all that.
Well, your alignment in your birth date with this individual, the 7-5 between your two respective years is the year she was born, and your 5-2 between your respective years is the year you were born. Your day 6 and 5 add up to 11, which is your month. I mean, you didn't really have a you had a choice, but you didn't have a choice to be with this woman. Obviously, the karmic elements between the two of you was enough to establish a child, a son.
Yeah.
So you have a karmic responsibility. I don't think, if we look at the map of karma, there probably wasn't much you could do to avoid her presence. It was karmically connected magnetically and past life-wise. Then you have this child. Now what the problem is the compatibility between the two of you. Our statement is that there's probably a route through which you might be able to find some agreement with her, short of having to disrupt this little boy's life, because it's not his fault you two aren't getting together. But again, you got to have healthy boundary lines. There's now an age difference that has caused a division between the two of you, and you and she don't see eye to eye. You don't have a single eye between you. So there's either has to be a pleasant agreement that the two of you coexist for the sake of the child and establish a secure relationship, or the two of you seek some kind of therapy where there's a better understanding as to how to make opposites in that respect work together. Your theme of wanderlust, I think, Stan, you seem to be a kind of a sensitive guy, so you're caring about the child. Yeah, you have a responsibility now. You just can't travel. You've done your years of traveling. Now you've got a boy to take care of. So either you've got to find a way to live separate lives under a ceiling of compatibility.
Right, like one roof, staying together.
Or you seek counseling and nip this thing in the bud. I mean, you love things with a ruler, so you have to measure. You have to look at this mechanically and measure this in a way to where the house doesn't fall apart. And if you're good at carpentry or measurements, you don't want your house to fall apart. You don't want to lean on one side too far that you've lost the whole balance and alignment of the house.
We're running out of time, actually. Just want to let you know, Stan, but real quick, have you explored the possibility of seeking counseling on your wife?
Well, no, there's another factor, and I know you're running out of time, but she has a son that is with us. And he's 11. And
your month.
And he, he's actually a Scorpio also. He had some sensory processing disordered issues.
I knew it too.
It really causes an enormous amount of
friction in the home,
stress and energy disruption. His behavior affects all of us in a way sometimes. So, it's just a real freaking challenge.
So real quick, because we're like really at the end of the show. We've got 19 seconds. We're going to go a little bit over for you. But are you having a problem with how your wife deals with discipline or, you know, managing his outburst? Is that part of the problem?
Okay. The reason I called into your show is to gain some additional, you know, not necessarily receiving on my own guidance. And,
right.
I'm not necessarily interested in somebody advising me on what to do, as it is getting additional perspective on how to view my situation. So I appreciate the fact that, you took my call and you're going over time here. But, you know, energetically, the child, her son, there's something going on with this child that causes beyond his, I don't know what it is, his past life issues or whatever that is going on with him that causes many of us, the rest of us in the family, to suffer physically sometimes without him even being in the room. So you mix that in with other stuff, it's quite a few things that are going on here that I have not encountered, having been married twice before and having raised two boys who are now 30 and 40 years old, respectively. So this is a real big challenge for me.
As Neil said, you have two choices. I mean, you either find a way to make the relationship work with all of the parties that are in the household, your son, her son, and your wife, that you can come to some sort of agreement of peace, having maybe another party guide you, or you split up. I mean, those are your choices.
Well, the other situation, Stan, is that there's a really strong problem going on with this other boy, this 11-year-old boy. Somehow, yes, that one child is disrupting the entire center of the energy. So now, as you're expressing this to us, there's got to be some form of intervention with the child, because the child's mainly ruling the house, and that child may have a deeper, darker soul than either any other occupant of the house.
Get the birth date real quick. Let's get the birth date of this child.
Yeah, it's October 28th of 2007.
Okay. Well, there's an 11.
11.
12, 13. And he's a 20 equals 2. I mean, it's just not great numbers.
He's a 20 equals 2.
No.
This is in our field of numerology and our interpretations, Stan, this is a problem. It's a problem.
Okay.
I mean, you've got an 11 in your month, and the child himself is a 821, which is an 11.
And
he's a 20 equals 2.
The three of you add up to a 15-6, which happens to be you're a 6, and you're 1-5 is in your
You're in a mess. You're in a mess here. So apologize for the immediacy of the former part of the reading, in terms of when you said, well, it's not exactly as clean as you might think. Yeah, now we see it and we validate. Yeah, you've got a problem. But has the child responded to any kind of therapy now on a level where you have a very talented therapist?
His mother is... It's made quite a bit of effort to provide him with whatever he needs. And she's had him through occupational therapy and lately got evaluated to show to their recommendation that he was done with that. And we've done chiropractic therapy, which has also been helpful. And now, on top of everything else, she's decided to homeschool him because he doesn't like school.
Well, so, yeah, and that's probably causing more of a disruption in the home. So I had asked you before, and you really didn't answer the question about the wife.
What?
If she is preventing or if it's somehow not cooperating with efforts to improve the child's behavior. And obviously there's a problem there too. So real quick, we got to end the show.
Yeah.
We have to
no problem.
Close. But Neil, you
yeah,
want to say
Stan,
one last word?
Stan, you know, and I've worked with troubled kids all my life, so I know what that's about. And the only thing that I can say in a situation like this, and that's a quick answer to a bigger problem, but the boy needs some kind of intervention, and it's not going to be with anybody in the family because he's ruling the roost there. And so there's got to be somebody who can correct the child. Maybe it's medication too. I'm not sure, but that's where the
And he's got to get his wife on board to find somebody because she's the biological parent.
And it's not your child, so it's even more problematic for you, Stan.
Yeah.
But you're swept into this. There's some connections between you and the boy that has some
karma.
Credibility. And so right now, what I would say is the concentration of, at least for a piece of advice, getting the child a good therapist.
Okay, Stan.
Okay.
That's all we have time for. You're welcome to call another show. We'll call for a private reading, 562-596-7818. But hopefully that small amount of time we're able to offer you helped.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we are back on the air at 9 a.m. on Monday. We thought it was going to be 11, but it's actually going to be 9 a.m. on Monday and then on Wednesday again at 9 a.m. That's our Thanksgiving schedule. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Bye-bye. Just eat your own banana. I'm going to have my own.